Hi, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life. There is no way to know God, no way to please God, than by coming to Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to be hearing plenty about that in the next half hour or so. Tyler, have you been waiting for your name, young man? Well, greetings to you. It is so good to have you listening to Wee Kids here. Jonathan and Michael, so nice to have you along too. Perusia, haven't heard from you in a long time. Yes, I'm talking to you, Perusia. Greetings to you. Alicia, thank you very much for the picture you sent of you and the drawing you did of Jesus and the man by the pool. Jesus says, pick up your pallet and walk. And did the man do it? Yes. Thank you very much for sending this, Alicia. You're warming my heart, sweet kid. And speaking of pictures, Aaron, Elizabeth, Isaac, Joseph, Hannah Rose, and the coming baby. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. This is a nice family picture that you sent. Thank you very much for this, too. Matthew, greetings to you. Laura, Emily, and Sarah, hello to you. And if I haven't said hi to you, hi to you. It is so good to have you listening to Wee Kids. In Isaiah chapter 42, God says, behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. Who is this servant God is talking about? Abraham? Moses? The Apostle Paul? No, no, and no. But you can find out about this servant in just a few minutes. Stay tuned! This is Christ-centered and Bible-based radio for little people, Wee Kids!
So many ways to praise you, Lord.
If your heart is filled with the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no better way to express your heart than to praise God. Thank you, Mary Rice Hopkins, for helping us off to a good start here with Wee Kids. We praise God for who He is. That's a little different from thanking God for what He has done for us. So we can praise God for His faithfulness. We can praise God for His loving kindness. We can praise God for His mercy. We can praise God for His wisdom. Starting to get the idea? And we thank God. You know how that goes. Do you stop and thank God for the food before you eat it? And you can also thank Him, by the way, for giving you family and friends and for giving you new life if you're a Christian. Have you given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and received His heart cleansing, His forgiveness of your sin? If so, be sure to thank God for that wonderful gift of new life. Oh, God has blessed us in so many ways. Thank Him for what He has done. Praise Him for who He is. And whether you're thanking Him or praising Him, it is all about God. Coming next on We Kids, the Lord's Servant.
Have you seen those fit and healthy guys always doing their exercise? Well, it's better to work for a heavenly prize. So practice being godly. Never give up. Make it your aim. Practice being godly. If you've been forgiven in Jesus' name, practice being godly. He paid the price for all our sin. His Holy Spirit dwells within. So center all you do on Him. Practice being godly. You can lift big weights, you can swim or run, train every day to be number one, but it's better to train for the life to come.
Practice being godly.
Never give up, make it your aim.
Practice being godly.
If you've been forgiven in Jesus' name,
practice being godly.
He paid the price for all our sin. His Holy Spirit dwells within. So center all you do on Him. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, He will know. Say yes, God, to sin, say no.
Practice being godly.
Never give up, make it your aim.
Practice being godly.
If you've been forgiven in Jesus' name,
practice being godly.
Paid the price for all our sin. His Holy Spirit dwells within. So center all you do on Him.
Youngster, don't just talk about being a Christian. Do it. Practice being godly. Thank you so much, Colin Buchanan and kids. Now it's on to Bible time. Isaiah chapter 42 is where we're reading today. This is exactly the Bible. And do you know who the Bible is talking about when it says, "My servant," here in Isaiah chapter 42? Well, let's read it together, beginning with verse 1. "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed, until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law. Thus says the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and its offspring, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you. And I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who dwell in darkness from the prison. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. So says the Word of God in the first 9 verses of Isaiah chapter 42. Here's a good verse to remember. Oh, by the way, who is the servant? My servant, God is talking about here. Well, he's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Isaiah wrote this more than 700 years before Jesus was even born. But he was talking about this very important God-man, the one who came to rescue us, to save us from our sin. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did, giving his life lovingly on the cross of Calvary in our place. Praise his holy name. Here's a good verse to remember. Just read it to you. Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. And do you know what graven images are? Idols. Anything that comes between you and God. What a terrific hymn, classic old music on We Kids, Crown Him with Many Crowns. And did you get the message? Yes, Jesus Christ is Lord. He deserves all the honor and the praise of God himself, for he is God. Well, you know about the Lord Jesus Christ if you've listened to We Kids very much. And now, it is time for our wonderful We Kids March. As usual, I need some march leaders. Tyler, I know you've been listening for your name. Grandma, thanks for tipping me off about this. Tyler, you're going to be march leader, right? Okay, you're picked by Mr. Nick. Christina, you're never too old to be... I'm talking about the Christina right here of Christina, Marissa, Abria, and Leandra. Hi, Mama. Hi, Papa. Headed off to the Master's College soon? Well, I expect you can still march even if you're a collegian. Christina, before you leave... I want you to be march leader during our wonderful We Kids March this time. You're picked. And over here, Bailey and Gwen. Well, Gwen is just a little tiny tyke. Bailey, you're going to be the march leader, right? Okay, you're picked. The D kids, Dalton, Dominic, Dakota, and Delaney. I like all these D names. Dakota, you're picked to be march leader. Please follow Dakota in this household. Alicia, thank you very much again for the drawing and the picture. I'm making you march leader ahead of brothers Derek and Caleb. Guys, I want you to follow Big Sister, please. And over here, Aaron, Elizabeth, Isaac, Joseph, and Hannah Rose, and the little person in the womb there, Mama and Papa. You know, you can still march with that kid before he's born. and I expect you to be doing that now. I need to pick a leader here. It's going to be Elizabeth this time. Just follow Elizabeth, please. Mama, Papa, please help me with this thing. If I've not picked a March leader, will you do that for me, please? Oh, thank you so much. Rules, number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up. Hi! Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers. There'll be no bumping, no crashing. Especially if you're a daddy-sized marcher, don't get the kiddos tangled up in your legs, please. Watch where you're marching. And number four, be sure to watch out for the T-bone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Jonathan and Michael, nice marching. Here comes Annalisa. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Bailey. And Gwen. It's a good thing she's getting a little help from Mama in this wonderful Wee Kids March thing. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Dean. Hi, Grandma. Good marching, dear. Wesley goes marching through. Perusia, come on, you're never too old to march in our wonderful Wee Kids March. There go the E-Kids, Emma and Ethan. Nice marching. Here comes Kirsten, Daniel, Heidi, Joshua, led by Katrina. Fourth time around already. Put those knees up high, Katrina. Yeah, you're doing just fine. Laura, Emily, Sarah, watch out for the trombone players, please. Naomi, excellent marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Amber, Serena, Crystal, all you girls are great marchers in this thing. All right, get ready to march gently now. Not quite so high on the knees. Brittany, yes, you're a good marcher too. Hi, Jenny. Hi, David. Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Michael. Tyler, sixth time around. Seventh, who's counting? Derek goes marching by. Hello, Elijah, Erica, Shalene, Jedediah, Nehemiah, Alina, Hadassah. Excellent marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March all the way to the end now. Let's make it a strong finish in this thing. David, keep those knees up high. Sarah, feet in time with the music, please. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. This is great for the heart, Grandma and Grandpa. Keep marching all the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Woo! Talk about some good marching in this thing. And you may be seated.
If you're afraid to stand up for Jesus and you are shy about what God wants you to do, you can rely upon the power of the Spirit. Make decisions every day. Those decisions might not help to make you popular, but they're what we choose to live God's way.
Oh, don't be a chicken. Bah, bah, bah. Don't be a chicken. Bah, 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 bah. Don't be a chicken. Bah, 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 bah. Don't be a chicken.
Believer, be a bold believer, be a bold believer, amen, amen. Be a bold believer, be a bold believer, be
The first step in being a bold believer is to pray, Lord, help me be bold for you. Oh, yes, we need to be bold in standing up for the Lord Jesus Christ, especially in these, what I call, the last of the last days. Be bold for him. That's the only way to please God. And the only way to be bold is with his help, his strength, working through you. Now here's a little voice from Africa. Jesus Christ. Like I said at the beginning of the program, the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is our all in all. He's wonderful.
Mr. Nick.
Well, Nicky.
Mr. Nick, am I late?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding.
I thought so. You heard Bible time?
Yeah, and I know who the Bible is talking about when it says, my servant.
In Isaiah chapter 42?
Of course. He's the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. In the New Testament, the Bible says that Jesus Christ came to serve, not to be served.
Wow.
Yes, wow. And do you know what God the Father says in Isaiah 42:8? Well, you've only heard it a couple of times. Isaiah 42:8, here it comes again. God says, I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images or idols.
Praise God for his power.
And his loving kindness and his faithfulness and his mercy, Nikki.
Yes. Hey, I'll be around a little sooner next time.
Good idea.
But I'm here to walk home with you now.
What? No Wee Kids exit machine this time?
I'm it. Vroom, vroom, vroom!
You'll do just fine, Nikki. But first, let me say goodbye. Remember, listening kiddo, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Bye-bye now.
See ya. Let's go, Mr. Nick.
All right. Is it going to be a fast walk or a slow walk?